All right. Sit down. This is outstanding. I've been a lot of places. I've done a lot of things that I really like doing. I hit the home run. I hit the Grand Slam home run. I hit for the cycle. I've had a hole in one in golf. I've done a lot of things I like doing. I shook hands with President Truman. Yeah. Oh, man. I shook with the other president, and I am to hug his wife, Hillary. So I've done a lot of things I like doing, but I'd rather be right here right now representing these people that helped build the bridge across the chasm of prejudice, not just the ones like Charlie Pride and me that laid across them. Yeah, this is quite an honor for me. See, I played in the Negro Leagues. Tell you what, the Negro Leagues were nothing like Hollywood tried to make it. The Negro Leagues was the third largest black business in this country. Yeah, push. Black insurances, the white insurances, 10-cent policy, just enough to bury us. Uh-huh. But the black insurances insured our crops, our homes, yeah, our stock. They made millions. Next, Madam C.J. Walker, cosmetologist. You see that pretty hair over there? Don't you see it? Oh, Mrs. Robinson? Tell you what, yeah, that's right, yeah, yeah, Madam C.J. Walker was doing that 100 years ago, and she made millions, to tell you the truth. Madam C.J. Walker was the first black woman millionaire in this country, and to tell you, Madam C.J. Walker might have been the first woman millionaire in the country that earned it. They had other women millionaires, but they inherited the money. Madam C.J. Walker earned it. Next, Negro League Baseball. All you needed was a bus, and we rode in some of the best buses money could buy. Yeah, and a couple of sets of uniforms, you could have 20 of the best athletes that ever lived. And that's who we are representing here today. It was outstanding. And playing in the Negro Leagues, what a lot of you don't know. See, when I played in the Negro Leagues, I first came to the Negro Leagues, 5% of Major League ball players were college men, because the Major Leaguers want them right out of high school. Put them in the minor leagues, bring them on in. But Negro Leagues, 40% of Negro Leaguers were college men. The reason that was, we always spring trained in a black college town. And that's who we played in spring training, the black colleges. So when school was out, they came play baseball. When baseball season was over, they go back to teaching, to coaching, or to classes. That was Negro League baseball. And I'm proud to have been a Negro League ball player. Yeah. Yeah, and I tell you what, they always say to me, Buck, I know you hate people for what they did to you or what they did to your folks. I say, no, man, I never learned to hate. I hate cancer. Cancer killed my mother. My wife died 10 years ago of cancer. I'm single, ladies. A good friend of mine, I hate AIDS. A good friend of mine died of AIDS 3 months ago. I hate AIDS. But I can't hate a human being. Because my God never made anything ugly. Now, you can be ugly if you want a boy, but God didn't make you that way. So, I want you to light this valley up this afternoon. Martin said agape is understanding, creative, a redemptive goodwill toward all men. Agape is an overflowing love, which seeks nothing in return. And when you reach love on this level, you love all men. Not because you like them, not because their ways appeal to you, but you love them because God loved them. And I love Jehovah my God with all my heart, with all my soul, and I love every one of you as I love myself. Now, I want you to do something for me. I'm fixing to get off this stage now. I think I've done my 6 minutes. But I want you to do something for me. I want you to hold hands. Whoever's next to you, hold a hand. Come on, you Hall of Famers. Hold hands. All you people out there, hold hands. Everybody hooked up? Everybody hooked up. Well, and I tell you what. See, I know my brothers up here. My brothers over there. I see some black brothers of mine and sisters out there. I know they can sing. Can you white folks sing? I want you to sing after me. The greatest thing. Come on, everybody. The greatest thing in all of my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all of my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all of my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now sit down. Now sit down. I could talk to you 10 minutes longer, but I got to go to the bathroom.